What up, what up? If you don't know, now you know. I got my man Isaac on the line with me. We about to drop it down for about an hour. Who knows, we'll give or take a little longer, a little less. The Wu-Tang. If you know this man or follow this man, he's all about this. What's up, Isaac?
How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I've been meaning to get you on here because I've been wanting to touch base with you because we have a lot of catching up to do, obviously. But, I mean, first and foremost, explain to everybody who you are. How do I know you? I mean, I've known you from East End. This guy used to be the man and still is the man. So let's talk about how long you've been in the outdoor industry, what you've been doing over at East End and before that, you know?
Oh, yeah, great. So I've been in the outdoor industry for about 11 years. I actually started out working at Badlands Backpacks. I worked there for 5 years. That's where I met Mr. A. Ron Snyder himself, is over there.
When you were at Badlands?
Yeah, in fact, the very first time I met Aaron, he called me and was talking to me about some things, and I was supposed to get back to him, and he sent me an email. I didn't respond to it. He sent me another email, and in the subject line, he put, Isaac loves man chowder. And that caught my eye when it came across.
Hey, maybe that's what I need to do to some of these people. Holy like, cow. Holy
shit. So it's great because, like, I knew Aaron. I mean, like, so, like, back then, that's one of the things I tell people is, like, for Aaron Snyder, I mean, I knew him when he was the Elk Reaper on a forum site doing reviews on Backpack.
Was it like Rock Slide back then? Wasn't that what it was?
No, it wasn't even Rock Slide. It was a bow site. Rock Slide wasn't even around back then. I mean, this is really? Back in the MySpace days. The MySpace days, dude.
Oh, yeah. I had one of the best profiles in MySpace, bro. My shit was pimping. I had music and everything.
Hey, what song did you have playing?
I probably had like Tupac or something like that rolling. I might even had a little bit of Eazy-E up on that bitch. Give me that. No.
Check it out. I had the video Mexican American from Cheech and Chong playing. Shit.
Hey, you know, they got that on Netflix right now, man. I'm so pumped about that. Go ahead.
So, yeah, I worked at Badlands for 5 years, and then Easton hired me. Easton started doing backpack clothing and had an outdoor line. And they hired me to take, be sales manager for them at the outdoor side of things. And that lasted for a couple of years, and Easton decided just to get out of the whole backpack, tent, trekking pole side of things and clothing. And so they shut that down, but I was fortunate enough to survive that layoff. And I moved over to the archery side of things, and I worked in the marketing department, basically just helping with the hunting pro staff, clothing design, and trade shows and things like that, and handling their social media for them. So I worked there for 7 years. So all together for Easton, worked for Easton for 7 years.
Wow.
Until February.
So February, they just, well, it's the whole spill on that, because I know a lot of people know you from Easton. I mean, if I say Easton, they think Isaac. If I say Isaac, they think Easton.
Well,
some 90s and 80s music too at the same time,
90s hip hop. It's all 90s hip hop.
90s hip hop. There you go. Tell us what's going on at Easton's then, I guess.
So Easton, they just did some restructuring with all the departments. Marketing department was actually, kind of running big.
Right.
And what they did is they just consolidated a bunch of jobs. And, unfortunately, my job was no longer needed. And, I didn't have a job there anymore. But they really took care of me after it all ended. They took care of me. And I'm still in works with them because they still want me to help them out with I like to call it the grassroots pro staff. Working with the hunting pro staff still. So I'm still working on a contract with them. Still be able to work with the people like yourself, for instance, because that's where I met you.
Yep.
Is basically at one of the shows and seeing what you're doing. And one of the things is I really work more with the grassroots people. I don't, the people who are getting paid the big checks and everything, that's handled. I let the director handle them.
Yep.
That's why I told you.
Yeah.
I told you if you want to get paid, you got to talk to that guy, and we're not friends anymore. That's how it's gonna work.
Yeah. Right. No, and that's just it, though. Like, you got, like, It's just crazy how the whole industry is now. You know, I'm glad Easton's took care of you and did it the right way. And because you're a good dude, and I love Easton. Like, I love their arrows. I love shooting them. I love shoot. I still do shoot their FMJs. You know which ones I shoot. And speaking of that, guys, anybody who's just tuning in, I got my special guest here, Undead Fred here from Delta McKenzie. This quarantine life, man, it's going nuts. So I'm just pretending I got somebody here doing a podcast with my boy Isaac here. So on that note, real quick, I also want to drop a line to my peeps over at Title Knives, Ultra Light, Ultra Sharp. Give them the coupon code GU15 and save yourself 15% on the next order. So on that note, Isaac.
I love that knife, by the way. I got one.
Oh, dude, they are the bomb. Like, it's no, I mean, I'm so glad I work with this company because, dude, it's legit. Do you have the which one do you have? This one?
I basically got that. I think it's in my kill kit, actually.
Yeah, it should be in your kill kit.
My kill kit, or my wife likes to call it rape kit.
Right? Or this one.
No, I don't have that one. I am a knife whore. That's the thing.
Yeah, and that's for sure. These things are legit.
So, I got one somewhere around here. I still got to get all my gear together from last year. You know, I got the rubber gloves and my poop kit.
Got the right poop, there. Toiletries. Hell, yep. For a while there, I had to run in my poop kit because we were out of toilet paper. It's crazy. How is that down there? What you sipping on, Craig? Come on, dog.
Good buddy of mine is Adam Bender, guy from Nebraska.
Okay, yep.
So I'm not a big drinker, and it's not that. You know, I'm in Utah. I'm not Mormon, but right. You know, I just never been a really huge drinker.
Right.
But he got me on this. What's this here? This Woodford bourbon. Reserve,
yeah, it's a bourbon. I drink that. It's good. That's good bourbon too. That's really good.
Well, so. My wife and I saw a documentary on Hulu about bourbon.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn. And then I've been watching Mad Men lately.
Yep.
And they make that shit look so good when they're drinking it.
On the rocks and everything, right? I know.
I want to smoke and drink bourbon now.
I know.
Because Mad Men.
Smoke a cigar and yeah, it's crazy. You feel like a gangster when you do that. Right?
So, everything going on here right now is kind of crazy because we just had a few earthquakes happen.
Holy shit! I'm so glad you brought that. I'm so glad you brought that up because when I woke up and I don't read the news or anything, it's all on social media, right? If it pops up on social media, that's how I get down, right? So when I saw all you guys posting about the earthquake in Utah, I'm like, what the hell? I thought it was a joke. But no, it wasn't, right? No. Did you feel it, Phil?
Man, yes, I felt it, and we've been having aftershocks from there on out.
Oh, for real, still?
Oh, yeah, we're still having them, yeah. Like, matter of fact, we had a four, like, last night and one this morning. So we had one last night that was like 4.2 or something.
You had another one last night?
Yeah.
So what are they saying? Like, what are they saying caused it, and why? Is this just what happens when you have an earthquake? You get multiples afterwards?
When you have an earthquake, do I look like a scientist?
Well, that's why I'm asking, because my brown ass would be like, oh, shit. It's going to be like one of those black holes that just fall in the middle of the earth in the road. You're like, you know, what do they call me? The black holes, yeah. They're just the hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, when they'll freaking.
Opens up and sucks you all in.
It just sucks you in earth.
Oh, no, shit. No, man, but that first one hit, our power was knocked out for 5 hours.
Oh, shit.
And you see all these neighbors panicking and everything. And so then, of course, me being the typical guy I am, I like breaking out the guns, laying them on the bed. Like, okay, we got this. Don't know what for. I just, you know, you never know,
fucking,
right?
Fucking earthquake. Well, you never know. People might go crazy, too. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah. So that's so that. And then we've just been practicing the social distance. What's funny is, like, I actually got, I actually got laid off from Easton back in, it's February 19th.
Okay, so it's been a minute.
All this stuff hit right after.
Wow. So
right after that.
That's nuts. Is Easton shut down too, obviously, right now and then?
I think they're working from home. I think some of the factory may probably may be open. I'm not sure.
Nice.
But they're still, I know they're going to be getting shipping arrows soon, pretty soon here.
Yeah, I'm hoping. So. We've been shut down since, like, beginning of March. I mean, it's been, like, almost 2 months. And they said, our gym, we can go back to work maybe April 27th, I think. I don't know, man. I'm drinking that Busch Light right now.
That's what I said, man. I became a drinker. My wife works at home. So now drinking at home and sexually harassing my wife at work.
I know. There's no HR there, right?
No HR.
I know.
My son's still working, though. Shields is still open.
That's nuts, right?
Yeah, they're considered an essential store because they have bikes and dog food.
Wow, dude.
So bikes are considered essential.
That's nuts. That's crazy.
So,
well, so far so good, right? Nobody's got sick, and
nope, no one's got sick. Daughter's doing good. My youngest daughter.
How is Utah period as a state? Is it good? Is there a lot of cases there?
I hear mixed, bits and pieces about it, but not too much. I mean, they said it's attacking the Latino community, so you're screwed.
Is it really? Well, it's probably because they all got to work, man. All the construction workers?
No. What are you talking about? You know why it affects the Latino community?
Why?
It's because whenever we have a get-together, we invite everybody.
Blood in. Blood out.
Orale, the Pittsburgh Doughboys back in town. Charlie.
Oh, shit. You know me. Hey,
doesn't my son look like that white boy?
Oh, huh? he's fucking. Yeah, like your son boy. Is Miklo for sure, bro. He is Miklo. He's a little Weddle. He is definitely Weddle. Oh, man. Go ahead.
Oh, no. So, yeah, so everything here in Utah, I mean, we're doing okay over here. And just curious to see what it's going to do with the hunts. I mean, turkey hunt's kicking in. But for me, I bow fish. I'm a bow fisherman,
yeah,
personally. So.
That's fun, right? That's really fun.
Oh, easy, yeah.
We usually go to Nebraska for a big turkey hunt, but that got shut down. And freaking right now, where I live, we have probably about a foot and a half of snow right now.
So
yeah, dude, it's dumping right now. And I was going to go out chase turkeys here this weekend, but I ain't going nowhere. Nowhere. I don't even want to hunt turkeys in the snow, man. That's like not even fun. It's supposed to be spring and hot.
Don't want to hunt turkeys, period.
Yeah, they're a little fucking. Yeah, they're a little. I'd rather, if I had a choice, turkeys or bears, spring bears, I'd go hunt spring bears, but that ain't happening this year either.
See.
Yeah, man.
Never shot a bear either.
Really? It's like one of those things when you do one, you're like, I'm cool with it. Now I don't really need to do it again, but.
Yeah,
I don't really enjoy eating it, so that's why my whole deal is, if I don't really like eating it, I won't hunt them as much, or I'll give them away. But I went up to British Columbia last year with Frank and my buddy Drew, and we hunted spring bear up there, and that was fun though. That was fun. It was definitely a trip that I will never forget, and hopefully I go back to, but. I mean, this shit all costs money. You know what I mean? It all costs money.
Oh, yeah. And that's one thing, man. If you want to make it in the hunting industry, don't plan on becoming a millionaire.
No, dude. And that's just it. Like, people just don't get it. They don't get it. They think, they think like, oh, I'm going to run a TV show, and I'm going to just get sponsor after sponsor, and they're going to give me money. And that's not what it's like.
Well, this is the reality of things, especially here in the West. People need to realize something is when it comes to bow hunting, especially, less than 10% of the bow hunters live west of Denver, if you think about it. All right, less than 10%. So, for instance, Utah, we roughly have 30,000 archery tags that we give out, elk, deer, everything. You're looking at like Pennsylvania, 400,000 archery tags, right? Michigan, they give like, 300,000 archery tags.
Yeah.
So out here in the West, it's hard for a Western person to really crack in that archery market and make a living from it. Strictly make a living from it.
I mean, you got.
I mean, there's been a few.
There's been a few, but you got to be a triple OG, triple OG. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, dude. I'm telling you. I think I've been in the industry now. Like, don't get me wrong, boys and girls. I was one of them that I was like, I went on a couple as a co-host with Pure Hunting with Willie Schmidt. And I was like, oh, shit, I can do this. This is badass. Wait a minute. You get paid to do this? This is what you do, Willie?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I'm on it. Well, little did I know, Willie's been in it for like 7 years. Been established, had some key players on his team, like Browning Firearms. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's had who's who on his show as a sponsor because he's put his time in, right? So me thinking, oh, man, I'm a little cholo. I'm going to get up in there and I'm going to do this shit, dog. Wrong. I went through so much money doing it, and I'm still doing it. Don't get me wrong. But I just thought I was going to walk in there like a badass say. And just start collecting checks.
Well, you know, to me, and this is what I see happening in the future. I may be wrong, but I think the game has changed when it comes to being sponsorship in the hunting industry. And that is, you know, I've talked to a few people too. And I mean, one of the guys at Traeger was even telling me this, that, you know, they kind of like the people, you know, with the smaller, like with social media, the smaller following. Because it's
probably true and they're realistic, right?
They are, because if you think about it, let's say you get somebody that has, you know, a million followers, right?
Yeah.
That person has how many sponsors, and
if it's real or not. You don't know if it's a paid partnership or whatever, you know, and that's a fact. Like, and I honestly would have to 100% agree on that. Like, even that I'm in this industry, and yeah, I do want to be sponsored and I do want it, but like, that's why I've always been a man of like, man, I hate people that jump to different companies over and over and over. Like, okay, cool. You're not going to give me any fucking money. All right, cool. I get it. Let me prove to you that I can work for you and show you and do this. I get it. Right. Like, I don't expect to be a check handed to me every freaking month. I get it. Let me put my time in and hey, let me prove it to you. But yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, all this stuff costs money, all my production, everything, my shows, my cameraman, editing, it all costs money. So, I mean, that's why I said, like, people think, oh, I'm going to get a check sponsor from, let's just say, Easton, right? That money's long gone in production. You know, that isn't going to to anything. Like, people don't get it. Like, it's nuts, dude.
Well, and a lot of the sponsorships, they're not, you know, they're not as big as some things.
Yeah, right? Like, so that's instance, the thing.
Like, for instance, I mean, I got to meet a professional surfer named Shane Dorian, big wave surfer, big wave surfer, big time. And I was telling him about, about sponsorships and what, you know, we're talking about it. And I was talking about somebody, and I go, yeah, this person, they want like $35,000, you know, for a sponsorship. And he looks at me and he goes, that's it?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, that's a lot. But
way different.
Coming from his world, right? It's way different. Well, your MMA world, right?
Yeah.
Way different in the MMA world.
Yeah, it's, I mean, so that's how I kind of got into it. I was like, man, because that's all how I made my living was sponsorship through fighting, right? Like Tap Out, nutrition companies. Obviously MMA gear, but you know, it was way different. Like, I mean, we'd be getting checks, you know, every 3 months and wear them on our shorts and t-shirts, hats, and we could wear it in the octagon. Well, I was like, dude, I took care of all of those guys, right? Like, I always took care of all my sponsorships, you know, and try to do the most I can. And I just kind of carry that same mentality over to the outdoor industry. But I was like, wait, $3,000? What the fuck is this gonna do?
You know what I mean? That's what people, like, I don't realize. Yeah.
Like, it's not no like $30,000 people think like we're getting checks like handed over. Like, you're talking, it's minimal, man. And it's like, this should be just a hobby and something very passionate about that you want to share to people and do really right. good. I mean, there's a right. very, very slim pickings that make a really good living off of this. And they're, like I said, right. the OGs that's been in the game, old school, been mm-hmm. on TV and still doing it on TV, which they're on TV. You're talking like, oh shit, probably a $50,000 to $70,000 time slot.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, if you look at it too, like for instance, you know, Fred Eichler, you're familiar with him,
yeah.
right?
Oh yeah.
You know, he was part of Easton Bowhunting TV. Now he has his show, Everything Eichler.
Yep.
But, you know, I went up to his place a while ago and I learned, I mean, I thought he made his money strictly from sponsorships and TV, but
no, he's like a rancher, right? Ain't he a rancher?
Yeah, he's a rancher. Mm-hmm. He's got a ranch. He runs a full ranch, hay, cattle, everything.
Yeah, and that's what makes his money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. So, and his outfitting business.
His outfitting business. He runs an outfitting business. I mean, he said if all the sponsorships and the TV went away, he'd still be making a living.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he does it because he enjoys it.
Yeah, he's very yep. smart. He's smart at it.
So, I mean, that's where it's at with a lot of people. But I think hopefully with the hunting industry, it will kind of start picking up. But for anyone out there, you know, because like I said, being in this game for 11 years, I've seen the TV show. I mean, especially in the, when was it, like in the late, you know, like 2008, 2009 era.
Yeah.
I swear it was like, everybody tried to copy the Lee and Tiffany thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
My hot wife, I'm going to be do a TV show together.
Yep.
And you've probably seen it all, huh?
You've seen it all.
I have. It's funny because how it went from DVDs. The DVDs were a thing back then when I started.
Yep.
Then it went from TV shows. And then now, you know, how the TV shows just fell off, and it's mostly about social media, you know.
Yeah, digital content. Yeah, for sure.
Digital content all the way.
Yeah, that's no joke. Like, it's just what I think I would have been fourth year now, me being involved in the outdoor industry. And I honestly got such a sour taste in my mouth from being inside of it. Like, now I'm just like, man, this is how I am. This is how I'm going to be. I am not going to change.
Yeah.
Because this company wants to work with me and they don't want me drinking beer or this and that. Like, maybe my old Luke, and if I was trying to support my family off of this, yeah, sure, I would do it, you know. But I've just been in the game for too long to know that I would way rather be happy to continue to do what I'm doing and enjoy it, because, man, I can't even watch TV shows anymore on TV. Honey shows. Yeah. I can't do it. I really can't. Like, I try. Like, I got an elliptical downstairs, and I turn on the Sportsman Channel or Outdoor Channel, and I'm like, fuck this, dude. I can't watch it. Mm-hmm. I can't watch it. It's just so, I don't know, same thing over and over, so many recreates, so many things. I mean, I don't know. It like I said, it put a sour taste in my mouth, but that's why I always, like, try to, like, when I do film a hunt and I'm unsuccessful, which is fucking probably more than 50% of my hunts. Maybe 75, I don't know. I keep it real, though. You know what I mean? Like, because that's what it is. I ain't trying to fucking blame shit or... That's just it. It's the way hunting is.
No, well, that's all you got to do. And, I mean, in the end, anymore, I mean, you know, when I watch stuff that I watch now, it's more for educational purposes more than wanting to see a kill shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not even about the kill shot.
Yeah, I found myself drawn more to just like the everyday stuff.
Yep.
Because, for instance, you know, don't get me wrong, I love to see, you know, Marco Polo hunt.
Yeah.
But you show me a guy hunting cottontails with a recurve, I'm watching that shit. You know why?
Yeah.
I can go do that.
Yeah.
That's something I can go do. Yeah. And it inspires me.
Well, and it's something that's in people's budget too. You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong. I would love to go mountain goat hunting, doll sheep hunting, but that's a rich man game, dude. Unless I win one of those Utah hunts out with the Western Hunter, I don't think my brown ass is going to do it. You know what I mean? No fucking way, dude.
Exactly. Dude,
when I was talking to Aaron, and I don't know what it was. It was like, how much does it cost for me to go to Alaska with you guys? And he was like, well, you know, it's like 15, you know, 20,000. And I was like,
you're killing me, Smalls.
I could not believe it. I was like, is this one brought to you by Cafaro? Is this one brought to you by Cafaro? Well, he's like, nah.
That's another misconception. Like, I worked in the industry for 11 years.
Uh-huh.
I went on one hunt, paid hunt with the company, and it was a pig hunt. But other than that, I mean, I've been invited on hunts, but still, I mean, like, people want, they want something like, five, you know, I can't even justify paying $5,000 for a hunt.
I know, dude.
I mean, $5,000 for a hunt?
Dude.
No, I mean, it's just not my budget. And it's like, one of the misconceptions is all of us people get to go on these big time hunts, and people think Easton being the powerhouse that they were, they are, they,
right.
That you can go on these elaborate hunts, but that's not the case.
I talked to Frank about it, you know, over there at Cafaro, you know, Tort, and you know Tort real well. You actually hunted with Tort, right? Because I was talking to him before.
Dude, Frank, Frank came to Utah to hunt with us, and he was actually with my son when my son killed the biggest deer.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, man, Tort is, I've been in this industry for a while. I have never met anyone so more loyal than him.
Yeah, dude, I like that, dude.
No bullshit. Loyal.
I know.
If you give me one word to explain Frank, loyal.
You give me one word to explain Frank, I'm gonna say happy. I got two things. I better not say it. I love him too much. I love him too much. I won't say it. But anyways, speaking of that, I'm gonna invite you on a live thing. Right now, we've kind of been doing that to all my bitches. Okay, so
dude, nobody gives two shits who I am.
Oh, that's what you think, baby. That's what you think. Everybody's already asking what happened at Easton. This is bullshit, and I'm like, well, this is good because I really wanted to get you on here and tell people what's up. You know, nobody needs to. You know, mischief or what do you call it? Gossip, I guess. That's what you would do, huh?
Gossip, yeah. Or sexual harassment, I mean.
Yeah, pretty much. Isaac, are you on? Can you see my live feed? Are you on?
No.
My live feed. Look on your phone.
Oh, wait, you want me to go on my phone?
Yeah, look on your phone.
Oh, there it is right there.
All right, go on that. Join that. Give me a little wave. Give me a little wave.
Give you a wave. I'll give you a wave.
Oh, I see you now. I see you, son.
I'm going to give you the Wu-Tang symbol.
Okay.
Hold on.
Report. Go live with him. That's what I want. All right. And then all you got to do is just accept this baby, and we are golden.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, man.
We are alive on it. Nice.
Hold on, man. I got to put this on, man, if I'm going to do this.
Yeah, dude. Where am I looking at?
I've
been wanting
to use this for a minute. Yeah, my ceiling.
I'm on your
ceiling. Oh, see, look, you just got home from work.
I'm on your ceiling, bro. Oh, look at this. Oh. Well, look at Miklo. What up, Miklo? What's up, dude? I like it. What's up, dude? You been good?
Yeah, man. I've been working, you know.
You been washing those hands?
Yes.
Sanitizer. You got to go down a little bit. There you go.
Oh,
shit. There you are. Damn, you look at your little stash you got growing, bro.
Yeah, you know, it's time to be like you, bro.
Yeah, you got to get it. Yeah, have you seen Frank lately?
Yeah, so.
You
got Dr. Frank lately?
Oh, all the time.
He got a whole Fu Manchu going on.
Oh.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I've been talking to him a lot.
Yeah, how's everything? Everything's good, man. We're healthy. We're good, you know. If you fear it, you'll catch it. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm
good. Like, the coronavirus fears me. Put it that way. It fears me.
Oh, man, check this out, man. This is when you know I'm a boss right here, man.
Let me see.
Oh, come here, honey. Come here.
Honey, come on, honey.
She bring me some ice. Say hi to everybody.
Yes, there she is. Man, you like a triple OG gangster twist. Damn. You got the game.
There you go. I'm on the Mac. Yeah, I'm going live on Instagram.
So
okay.
Anyways, I think there's a couple questions coming in. Yes, Gaethje will be the champ. Everybody wants to know, Isaac, why are you so sensitive, bro?
Here's the thing is, I'm not sensitive. I joke around, and the problem is I never say I'm kidding.
Right.
And so I'm very sarcastic, and people take that for being sensitive a lot.
Well, you can thank your boy over there at Primitive Hoogan over there.
Oh, shit, man. He's the most sensitive friend I have. What are you talking about?
I like that dude. That dude's cool, man. He's always been a G. I like that dude.
Yeah, he was a G, but know what, man? I'll tell you what. That man, I haven't seen him for a minute because now that he got a woman.
Oh, he got he got wiped up.
Yeah, he got wiped up, man.
That's what happened to old Frankie over at Cafaro too, man. He got wiped up.
Oh damn.
Yeah. So for all you people that just hopped on the IG, this is my man Isaac, good friend of mine. He lives in Utah. Don't hold it against him. Right? He's been in the industry for what? What'd you say, 11 years or so?
11 years, roughly.
Yeah, 11 years. He is.
Worked at the DMV 9 years prior to that.
Oh, my Lantis. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Actually,
that's probably a good job. That's probably one of your better jobs, I bet, huh?
DMV? No. I was making like $12 an hour working for the state.
Oh, shit. That's well, back in 1970. Hell yeah, of course.
Oh, shit, man. I'm 1997.
Oh, shit. I know. Yeah, that wasn't good then. Oh, shit. Yeah. Minimum wage has definitely changed, right? Yeah. I got my COVID-19 check in the mail yesterday. I'm about to upgrade from the Bush Light to fucking some. I might go get me some of that whiskey right there. Yeah.
There you go, player.
I've been like rationing my whiskey. Man, I tell you, I've been telling you, like, I've only done whiskey 2 times now on these podcasts because the first one, me and Snyder got drunk as hell on this podcast. And, bro, we were cussing like fucking sailors.
Yeah.
It wasn't good. I didn't want to put it out, but I was like, oh well. So now I've actually controlled my drinking so much. I've been good, man. I've been good.
Good.
The other thing is what I want to talk about is talk to us about like your hunting, the past couple years of hunting, man. Has it been good, bad? Cause you do both, right? You do archery, rifle. I mean, you got no shame in your game, right?
No, none at all. So this last few years, I joined a dedicated hunter program in Utah, which allows you to hunt all 3 seasons, archery, muzzleloader, rifle. I joined that. It's a 3-year program. You're allowed to take 2 deer within those 3 years.
Okay.
So I did that program this year, the last few years. But the truth is, I haven't killed a deer since 2010.
Oh shit!
Last time I killed a deer.
You just been kind of just nature walking to like me or what?
Not really. I had back in 2009, 2010, I had a good year, and I got real picky, when it came because I only hunt Utah. So again, another misconception is you work in the hunting industry, you get to hunt all over the world.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the case here.
Right.
All right. So I hunt Utah, where I hunt, the public land area, extended hunt, and it's just a hunt that I love to do. So I've been super picky there. But then what happened is my son started hunting too, and he started, getting into it. And so my priorities really changed a lot, and it turned into more taking him hunting and then hunting with other people. I mean, here's the thing is I like to have fun first. So if you see any of my Instagram stories, I'm always out there hunting. I'm cooking spam on a fire, all right, hanging out. I mean, I like to have fun, and then I like to get serious, every once in a while. But, like, when I started taking my son, it was, we're going out, we're going to have fun if we happen to see an animal. But by taking my son out there, like I said, for him, first time hunting, he's filled, I believe, was it 7 out of, no, 8, So he killed 7 out of 8 mule deer tags.
Damn.
He's able to hunt.
He's a little slayer.
And his biggest ones are with the bow.
Really?
And so, yeah, so a lot of, I mean, a lot of, and then, you know, there's deer I passed on, but there's also a lot of deer that I freaking, I missed.
Yeah.
I'm not going to blame nothing but myself, man.
Well, you know what,
so
you
like
could do?
So I only hunt Utah.
You know what you could do?
What?
You could probably blame your son for setting up your bow.
Actually, he set my bow up for me. Went on a whitetail hunt, and I stacked a good whitetail, so I can't complain.
Hey, so yeah, so, let's talk about that real quick. You went down to Alabama, right?
Went down to Alabama.
Dude, I seen that. I was like,
so let me give you the story on this one real quick, okay? No shame in my game, right? So I met a gentleman, this guy, he's a, you know, entrepreneur. He likes to, you know, he loves to hunt. He's got his own airplane. He's got his own ranch. And, you know, he just likes to help brands, you know, support brands. He never wants any money. He, you know, he asked for, you know, he even asked for a discount on product, but we give him free product.
Right.
And it helped, you know, kind of market the brand. And he has the opportunity. He hunts all over the world. You know, he's killed ibex. He's killing these big muleys. And he has a property that he has. It's 1,200 acres. And it's a high-fenced area in Alabama. And he invited me down to shoot a whitetail. And everyone, you know, I've been invited by a lot of people when you work in the hunting industry to go hunting. And he's the only one. The only
that
one
really
that
will
through
fall
said,
through. Will really fall through, yes. Right? Yep, I am.
Yes, I really. Because everybody else is like, hey, come hunting with me. Come hunting with me. By the way, sponsor my TV show. Here.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. It's, come hunting with me. Come hunting with me. And this is all at the trade shows, ATA.
Yes.
This and that.
You know,
oh, man.
You've been there.
I'll get you on a big old buck, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Bitch, I can't even get myself on a big buck, let alone you. I ain't going to tell you shit.
Yep. So he actually came through for me, invited me out. And, I mean, his ranch, I mean, I was expecting just to kill Dink. I mean, you know, just, you know, a management buck. But he let me kill. That thing was like a one, I mean, I want to say maybe 170 whitetail. But it was a great time. He was so cool about it. And
yeah,
Vibe didn't charge me a thing. And just, you know, just the goodness of his heart, man. I mean,
yeah, he
really cool guy, John Casimus, good dude.
Yeah, I don't know. Unless he told his wife, like, yeah, he works at Easton. Let him shoot the biggest one. And damn, that, bam, you gone now.
That deer came in. Oh. I'll tell you what. He says, get ready. And I'm like, are you serious?
Holy shit.
Oh, it's on, man.
He told you so that. It was good. Like, when, here's the thing, like, Wu-Tang forever. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, when I saw the pictures you smoked that deer, I was like, damn, good for you. Like, a lot of people would be like, oh, man, that's some bullshit. Dude, I'm not a hater, man. I'm all about people. It don't even have to be big. When you shoot something, be happy for somebody. You know what I mean? Like, be happy.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. This
is my thing. I love mule deer. Okay. And, you know,
yeah, wait a minute. You just said you didn't kill anything, what, 4 years ago, and then you just, and now you killed the big ass whitetail. What'd you
yes,
just?
Yes, whitetail.
Oh, but it's a deer.
But it's a whitetail.
Whitetails are way harder to kill than freaking muleys.
Nah, mule deer are better.
No.
You understand. You're talking to a guy that has like 17 elk points for Utah. Because I just buy an elk point in case I want to hunt elk sometime. I don't care about hunting elk. I want to hunt muleys on the Wasatch Front. That's what I want to do. And that's what I enjoy doing.
Were you a fighter before you got in the industry? Because, man, you punchy, bro. Bro, you talking crazy, bro. He's talking crazy.
Listen, I only want to hunt deer in the area that I grew up hunting, and all that area there, I'm super picky. Now, you can bring me to any other spot to kill a deer, I don't care. I'll kill it. I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
Over elk? You'll kill a muley over an elk?
Yes. You give me a big mule deer over an elk any day, I will take it.
Man, I wanted to say that I thought we were boys, but man, sometimes I'm just like, ugh. You kidding me, Isaac, right now?
Okay, listen, hold on there.
Hold on, real quick, for all you guys listening right now, on the IG, and even on the podcast, because this will be put out, I'm gonna take a poll here. Who would rather shoot a big muley, which I love muleys, don't get me wrong, big muleys that taste like shit because they eat stage, right? All right.
Fake news.
Hey, listen. Or a big bull elk. Even a cow elk. Elk, period. Okay? Here we go. Tell me what's up. What would you guys... Muley? What? Joe? What? Oh, my God, dude. Are we all here because these are all your friends?
Yeah, my people, man.
Muley. I can't believe it.
Listen. Hey, even the great outdoor rider, outdoor life, Jack O'Connor, said, a big mature mule deer is one of the hardest animals to kill in the United States.
Maybe it's because you haven't tasted elk or shot one. You don't know what it's like.
The one good thing is, hey, the one good thing about being a shitty hunter is I got all these friends that are younger, and they kill an elk every year. And so, my good buddy, David D. Austin, that dude is elk slayer. That guy kills elk. I mean, in the hardest area, that guy kills elk. And he shares elk meat with me, so that's good there. So we're all good.
Man, that's nuts because I can't believe how many people are blowing this up for man, I don't know. Well, tonight I'm to be honest with you, we had whitetail tacos. You gotta admit, dude, the whitetail was good.
Yes. Oh, that whitetail
way
was
better
so
than
good.
Muley.
I process my own meat. I can't tell.
I'm just saying. Oh, you could tell the difference. You could definitely
no. You
was that whitetail corn
very
fed?
Very little. Okay, yeah, the corn fed, yes. But between an elk and a deer, really, if you take care of it, you age it, you cut off all the other stuff, you cannot tell the difference.
Listen,
I can anyway.
Listen, hey, and man, Frank's gonna be right on your boat on this one because he just hopped in. Frank.
Oh, Frank.
Would you rather shoot a big muley or a big bull for eating wise? And don't make me go down there and fuck you up because I will. But anyways, yeah. I don't know, man. I knew he would say muley. I knew it. I knew he would say it. I knew it.
Okay, hold on. How could a man who lives in Colorado justify that? Colorado is the mecca for mule deer.
Okay, listen. Right outside my backyard, I got 180... 200 plus mule deer. Swear to God. I got a tag.
Okay.
I can get a tag for you all, and I'm going to charge you all. Since you guys like muley, I'll charge the hell out of this motherfucker. I'll guide you and everything.
No. Okay, Luke, hold on.
This is backyard hunting.
Let me flip this on you. You give me a mule deer hunt. I'll post it on my social media pages because I have a GoPro and an iPhone, okay? And I'll put it on a YouTube page, and I will blow you up.
I'll sponsor you. Hell yeah.
You tons of money.
I'll sponsor
tons
you.
Tons of money.
Hell yeah. I'm in it.
I got this idea for TV show.
I'm in it, dude. Sign me a check. I'll write you a check right now. Here's the thing. I grew up in Nebraska. So, yeah, there was muleys there, but they're huge ones. There's big muleys, I promise you. But
sure.
I promise you. But the whitetail are so much better, dude. I'm not bullshitting you.
Anyway, okay.
Yeah, anyways.
So,
Frank's saying we don't have mule deer in Colorado. No, we don't. We just have them in the high country.
Okay, answer me this then. What's the difference between a high country mule deer and a regular mule deer?
Ooh, that would be probably the feed. I don't know. They eat a little bit better, probably.
Well, because you notice that, but you notice, you know, nobody says high country elk. It's just an elk.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But when they say mule deer, I'm hunting high country mule deer.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, man, I don't know. That shit doesn't get my pecker hard, I must say. I don't know. It doesn't, I mean, I'll do it, but it just.
Yeah, you got to quit drinking that Bush weak-ass beer then, maybe.
Dude, I've had a job for a month. What do you expect? Dude, I got to get a 30-pack of this.
What are you talking about? I've been jobless now for 2 months. Yeah, two Mexicans on a podcast talking about being jobless. Isn't that a stereotype?
Yeah, right, dude. You got that. You got that. What do you call that? Severance pay. That good pay. You got that. You got that package pay. I just got that stimulant check, and my wife got it. I didn't even see it. In fact, she didn't even tell me she got it. I had to ask her. I was like, hey, everybody blowing me up about that check, man. Did we get it? Yep. Yep. It's in the mortgage.
Yep.
It's in the mortgage. All right, guys, on the IG, man, if you guys want to check this out, it'll be posted up in about a week or so. Stay tuned. Holler at my boy. Follow Matt Isaac. What is your handle? It's on here, right?
I wouldn't say on there. Isaac.Aleman. Isaac.Aleman.
Yeah, give him a follow. Give him a follow. Holla at your boy. We out of this on the live. We'll give you guys a chat.
I appreciate that.
That was cool. It's always been fun, like, to do that because it helps me, helps you, helps everybody, just keeps everybody intrigued, and we have some good times.
Yeah.
Oh shit, dude. That was funny. All right, here we go. Isaac, who's your favorite MMA fighter?
Okay, so I actually, back in the day, man, when I started following MMA, it's probably like 96, I want to say.
Yeah, it's probably
when I used to follow it. And it was that Marcus Ruzo, yeah. Whatever his name was.
Ruas. Yeah, he's Brazilian.
Yeah, I like that guy. I remember I watched there was two.
He and Pride.
Back in the day.
Yeah, back in Pride when he was like stomping on people's face and stuff.
Yeah, and because the only way I could see this back, you had to go to the video store and like this ghetto video store, you know, back in the hood that rented videos and they carried MMA and some, you know, softcore porn, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. But I got you. I'm there. Rent
the MMA videos. That's when I was really into it. That's when you had Dan Severn, Royce Gracie. But that Marcus Ruzo, I mean, he was badass right there, man.
Okay. Yep. I do. That guy's the G. And that would honestly be probably the first on the podcast for saying him. So let me tell you this. You just said three people right there. You got to hunt with one, fight one, party with one. Okay? You got to hunt with one, fight one, party with one. You got Dan Severn, Marcos, and Gracie.
Gracie? Okay, so let's see here. I would probably party with Severn, Dan Severn, because
he's a big dude. Yeah, he would probably.
Yeah, big dude. He looked crazy. Yeah, I'd make sure not to bring my wife, though. Mm-hmm. That's damn sure. You probably got to take your wife, right?
Yeah, and you couldn't do shit about it. Although you're packing heat. You'd be like.
Oh, no. See, okay, so I'd party with him. I would like to hunt with the Marco guy.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I'd like to hunt with him. And then fight Gracie, because I know he'd just get me in one of those locks. I'd tap out right away. Be like, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
So I'd just be tapping out like, done. Okay, because I know he wouldn't strike me, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. He's more of a choker submission guy. He was a submission king, you know. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's definitely. I'm not going to argue with you. I would probably have to go with you there. I mean, shit. Although Dan Severn tries to take my wife. I'm blasting that fool.
but he'd be a good guy to go party with for sure.
Yeah, man. Speaking of MMA, man, all the sports are shut down, have been shut down, right? We're talking about Major League Baseball, NBA, everything. And the UFC is still trying to put on shows. And my boy, Justin Gaethje, is fighting for a world title May 9th. Can you believe that shit, dude?
Nice.
It's nuts.
That's pretty cool.
I know, dude. I'm stoked. I mean, I can't believe we were supposed to fight this weekend, actually. We were supposed to originally fight April 18th against Tony Ferguson, and his partners shut it down. Disney and ESPN shut it down, said nope. So now they pushed it back to May 9th. I don't know, man. Dana's a G. He wants to put this on for the people. I mean, can you imagine the pay-per-view sales on this now?
Yeah. That's one of the things that they could do that, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's nuts. I mean, and don't get me wrong, they're doing the right things. Like, obviously, I'm one of Justin's cornermen, so I'll be out there. Like, they're giving us the test before we go out there, you know, the COVID-19. So if you're sick, you can't go, period, right? We get our own plane, whatever. We're all isolated, own jet, whatever.
Nice.
We get on the plane, we get there, isolation, we get our own thing. I mean, I guess they're taking all the good precautions of it, and I don't know, man. I'm excited. I don't know. I just excited to get out of the house, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. That's cool, though, actually.
You know, let alone go.
That's something, you know, I will check it out because, like I said, I'm not a huge sports guy because sports usually falls during hunt season. And for me, I've always been involved in hunting. But like I said, you know, a lot of times it comes to the people.
Yep.
And so, like I met you and I, we connected. I mean, you know, very few people you connect with in this industry.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm able to separate the people who just want a paycheck.
Yeah.
The people that want a friendship.
Well.
And one thing I say about you, you've been legit.
Well, thank you. Here's my deal, man. Like, I just keep it real. Like, when I meet somebody, I meet them and if I like you, it's because I like you and I want to help you out. I want to be friends, not just for the show terms, not just for social media terms. I want to really be friends a lifetime. When you meet me, I got your back.
Yeah.
Like, dude, when your daughter was sick, dude, that honestly, that touched home for me because I could only imagine having a child like that. You know what I mean? Like it just like, man, I just, now that I have two kids now, I'm like, man, this is unreal. Like I didn't know what love was. I didn't know shit about anything. All I was, you know, and then when I have kids now, I'm a softy. Now that I have a little daughter, dude, I'm a softy, dude.
Yeah.
I am such a softie.
Changes everything, man.
Yeah. So when I saw you post that when you're in the hospital with them and, you know, doing everything, I just could only, you know, we prayed for you, man. Like I'm no religious guy. We're just, you know, we just got to watch out for each other, you know.
Hey, it's all I can ask for, man. Really, all I can ask for.
Right. Yeah. Other than that, though, Isaac, man, I had a great time talking to you. Shit, dude. I'm telling you right now, Isaac. Well, here, tell us right now. Like, what's going on? What's your plans? What do you want to do? Now that you know you've been in the industry for so long, you've seen this, you've done that. What are you gonna do?
So my new plan is basically now is I'm actually kind of branching out on my own and doing some freelance digital marketing.
Nice.
You know, the hunting industry is kind of, you know, they're kind of behind when it comes to a lot of the stuff with, you know, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and things like that. And so just some of the tips and tricks that I learned, I could help out some other companies. And I'm not looking, you know, to turn it into like this big, huge agency. I mean, right now I'm in works with two different people, you know, get two contracts with them just to help them with their digital marketing and anything, you know, in the archery hunting world. And I'm in talks with them right now. I'm on a retainer with one of them, and pretty much with those two accounts right there, I'll be making what I was making at Easton.
That's awesome.
Working for myself. I mean, you know, it's a lot of stuff is just management, you know, because when it comes to social media, especially, you know, there's some stuff that, you know, you kind of get tunnel visioned, and sometimes it's good to have a fresh person come in there and help break things up.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, you'll see on my personal page, I'm always breaking things up, trying to have fun, keeping it real.
Yeah, because I think it's more real and more raw, and it's realistically, because I don't know, maybe that's just the way I am too, though, but I would way rather have the realism than having somebody getting dressed up, having my wife put on her makeup, putting on all my sponsor shit on, trying to be this and that before I fucking post something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, be raw, throw from the hips. Like, that's, people will respect it more, you know? I mean,
and that's what, one of the things, I mean, so like one of the things I want to try to bring to some of these, you know, different, you know, people within the industry, these different companies is make sure to pay attention to the grassroots people. I mean, that's one of the things, is pay attention to the guy that maybe has, you know, small following, but he's posting about your product. I mean, it's real. It's true. You know what I mean? Like for you, for instance, I mean, you know, you're one of the guys right there. You talk Easton, you shoot Easton. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, well, a lot of it was our relationship, but you're still going to shoot it.
And it was like when me and you hit off, and like, I told you, I was like, man, Arrows, I love it. I want a partner. And I didn't even know you guys worked with Delta McKenzie, right? And, you know, I have a whole thing. And, like, even, like, right now with me here, Deadhead Fred, is, like, it's just something that I want. When I post pictures, like, I was doing it for, obviously, Delta McKenzie, but I was doing it for you. Like, I wanted, you know, to show you that, hey, thank you, appreciate it, everything you've done for me. Here you go. Here's some social media love, you know? And I think that's what...
Exactly.
Excuse me. That's what I think people need to be like, you know what I mean? More than, I don't know. I don't get me caught up in this bullshit, because I get pissed off when I think about it.
Well, you know, what it comes down to is, for anyone out there who's trying to, who wants to make it in any industry or anything, is number one, don't go chasing it. Don't go asking them to be on pro staff and asking for a paycheck. Let them come to you. Yep. And go out there and just start posting about their product and be real about it. The number one thing is being real. Yep. I mean, go out there and do 5 posts about a product that you truly love, and just do a post and let them know, hey, this is not an ad. This is me. I paid for this. Yep. This is why I love this product. And that's how you get started in this.
Absolutely.
I mean,
that's
how you do it.
No, I actually, you know, I'm actually partners up with Kafaro, obviously, you know that, but I actually bought...
Yeah. Check it out. Me too.
Holy shit, bro. You got more than me. Holy shit. You are a triple OG, triple GG. Damn. Yeah, you got way more than me. Damn. That's cool. Yeah, you know what's up. But here's the thing. Like, I paid for an 8-man teepee. Because that's what I wanted, right? I didn't ask for free shit. And yesterday I put it up because I knew the big snowstorm was coming up. I wanted to see what it was going to be like in the snowstorm. And, it, you know, if I was stuck in the high country or out camping with my family, what would it do? And I got the stove in there right now. Dude, it's fucking bomb bait. It's the shit. It's way cool.
Well, so the funny thing about Kafaro is, like I mentioned before earlier, is I met Aaron back in 2008, right?
Was he jacked? Was he jacked then? Was he all roided out then?
Well, see, I didn't know. We just talked back and forth through email and phone, so I really didn't know what he looked like back then. Then he, you know, he kind of explained it to
me. He didn't know what you looked like either then, huh?
Yeah, he know we did. So, but the thing is, I was at Badlands, and he started working for Kafaro. And so then after Badlands, you know, we were always competitors, right? And then after Badlands, I went to Easton and I started doing backpacks for Easton. And so after we did the backpacks there, they shut that down. Mystery Ranch reached out to me and hooked me up with some backpacks.
Right.
So I was on Mystery Ranch, still friends with Aaron at the time. And we were at one of the expos, and Frank and Aaron gave my son a Kafaro pack. And I'm telling my son, what the hell are you doing? We have all these Mystery Ranch packs. Well, the hunting season came around, and I didn't have a big enough pack at the time. and I used that Kafaru pack. And no shit, I put that pack on, started hiking, and I just remember thinking, like, shit, Aaron's been riding all these years, and I don't want to tell that motherfucker anything. That, but yeah, he's been right.
Yep.
And so since then, it's been straight up. I mean, I've been wearing Kafaru. I mean, you know, like I said, I worked in this industry, you know, worked in a backpack company, and people ask me when it comes to backpacks. I tell them, man, Kafaru may not win any beauty contests. It's not going to look as pretty as a lot of the other packs out there. That some bitch is going to haul better than anything out there.
That's exactly what I try to tell people. Like, and honestly, like, dude, beauty contest, like, it should be full with blood stains and whatever.
Yeah.
When you have the heavy load, right? If you're going to use it for a thing. But, I mean, they have a variety of different packs for people, like, you know, hikers and, you know, bike riders. But I'm telling you, like, Aaron is a man that actually practices what he preaches. And I cannot say enough about that guy because, dude, now he lives fucking, you know, 6 minutes away from me. Dude, you want to shoot? You want to shoot?
Yeah.
You want to shoot? You want to do a, yep. You want to do a review? You want to, I mean, he lives, this is it, dude. Like, he is in it. You know what I mean? And that's honestly what you got to be if you want to be successful like him. Like, when I was fighting, or if you want to be a world champion, you know, MMA fighter, that's what I know. If I wanted to make it to the UFC, I knew what it took to be there. He knows what it has to be a world-class archer with the recurve bow. He needs to practice, and he's doing it. You know what I mean? Practice
yeah,
what you
he is.
I don't know, man.
It's one of those things. It's kind of cool because, I mean, to see where he's came from. I mean, again, anyone who's starting out wants to make it in this industry. Aaron Snyder started out on a blog, okay, on a blog. Not even a blog, it was a forum doing reviews. I mean, when I was at Badlands, he did a review for us on a pack, on a backpack. And that review got, I mean, I remember we had people calling in saying they saw his review.
Guaranteed.
So, I mean, and again, he asked for no money. He didn't ask for any, I mean, he even asked for just a discount on the pack.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I'm the one who said I'll send you one for free.
I know.
And that's what it is. I mean, if anyone out there who wants to try to make it in this industry, remember, you're not going to make money, but the chance you can get some free product.
Absolutely.
Sometimes free product isn't so bad.
Yeah, because the Kafaru pack, that shit's expensive, bro. You probably could buy, that's like a mortgage payment right there, what you got on your wall right there, bro.
Dude, that's like a couple of mortgage payments.
You
right
ain't
now.
Lying.
That's my backup plan.
You ain't
see,
lying.
The problem is, I am a hoarder and I am a pack whore. I mean, see, here's the deal. I don't call myself I don't call myself an influencer. I prefer the term product prostitute.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Yeah, I like that. Hey, for real though, like anybody, like when I got into this industry, I was all about the free product. I shit you not.
That's
because
what it
comes it was
down to. I mean, sometimes that's better.
And then I realized, oh shit, how much is this going to cost to edit my shit? Oh shit, how much is it going to cost to get this film? You know, so yeah, yep. Shit, I'm going to learn how to do my shit, my own way. Yeah, dude, I don't know. The other thing I wanted to ask you real quick, Isaac, tell me, in let's say 5-10 years, you still see yourself in Utah? What do you see yourself doing? I mean, you tell us.
I see myself in Utah, and I'm hopefully still doing some type of digital marketing, you know, for, you know, the hunting industry. You know, trying to bring things forward. I mean, one of the things I do, like you know, you kind of ask me what my day looks like now. I mean, you know, as soon as I got, you know, laid off over at Easton, first thing I did was get a list of all my contacts of anybody I ever met in the industry. All right, just get them all, make sure I have them all, you know, basically like a Rolodex, right? Put them all in the Excel spreadsheet. And then from there, I just started watching YouTube videos. But here's the deal. I stay away from the hunting side. Okay. I look at skateboarding. I look at, you know, even fashion. I find anything I can to bring into the hunting industry.
Yeah, you're thinking outside the box. You know, outside the box.
Outside the box, man.
Absolutely.
So that's one of the things, I mean, I would like to do is just basically, you know, I mean, my dream would be to just be able to work with a few people. And it doesn't have to be the hunting industry, though, too. I mean, anyone, really, to help them with their social media. I mean, one of the things with me is I like promoting brands. You know, I'm not so much about promoting myself because of spaces. I don't feel shit. I mean, to be honest here.
Right. No.
So, I like helping to promote a brand, and that's what I really enjoy doing, and that's something I want to continue to do. Is kind of like, you know, help. You know, just my dream would be to make a decent income, pay my bills, and to sit here, to be able to go enjoy life and do fun stuff. Because I mean, I just turned 44 last week.
No shit. And no shit. Oh, happy birthday, brother.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
44, man.
I'm right there, right next to you, dude. I turned 40 in November, so I'm right next to you, man. I'm right there.
Yeah. So like 5-10 years. I mean, what I want to do is just be enjoying life, just going and doing stuff. I mean, I'm not about making that major dollar. I mean, sure, it'd be nice, but one thing I've learned: the more money I make, the more money I spend.
Yeah, you ain't lying, dude.
And what did Sean Combs? What's Sean Combs? Christopher Wallace always say.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
More money?
More money, more problems, brother. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
That's right. yeah, so that was one of the things I wanted to ask you. You know, it just kind of, I go down the line. I have some cool people on the podcast. And so you're an outdoorsman, obviously. What would be like something... like a dream hunt that you'd want to do besides mealy deer?
Oh, dream hunt for me, easily mountain goat.
Mountain goat?
Mountain goat all the way. Just because the terrain I hunt mule deer in is pretty high, steep, you know, it's very steep country.
Yep.
You have to hike in. Like, the way we hunt mule deer is no horses, no ATVs. You start off on foot, you're gaining elevation, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, every mile is like 1,000 feet elevation. So... mountain goat is my dream hunt right there.
I got lucky enough to go on my first mountain goat hunt with Snyder on his one this year. So I was kind of like,
yeah,
photographer, video guy, slash guide. I was telling him where to go, how to do it. He looked at me like, shut the fuck up. You know what
that
I mean?
That would have been great.
Oh, it was a blast. But, yeah, dude, it was, honestly, like, all I know is a mountain goat hunt is definitely on my top radar because, man, it was something so cool to see him put the stock up, getting up. I mean, you got to go up there in the rocks, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's dangerous, yeah. Bro. It's fucking dangerous. Yeah. I don't care. Like, I'll get punched in the face a lot. But one slip and a fall, dude, you are fucked. You are just going down those things. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. So, yeah, I would definitely say a mountain goat hunt is definitely something to fucking dream about, man. I don't know. You been putting in points for that shit or what?
No, man. I don't put in points anywhere. I got to start doing that shit.
Damn.
I mean.
Or you better start fucking playing the lotto, one or the other.
I better start, exactly.
What are you doing?
Before I turn 50, I told my son I want to do a mountain goat hunt or a doll sheep hunt, one of the two.
Fuck, man.
But I'll tell you, though, the second on my list, you know what I would really like to do, Luke? You're going to laugh your ass off. But I would love to go on a squirrel hunt.
A what?
Straight out squirrel hunt, baby.
A squirrel hunt? Bro.
Yes.
Drive your ass to my house right now because I'm telling you right now, I got these fucking Boone and Crockett squirrels, dude. Shit you not. These fucking things.
Oh.
Dude, I swear to God, they look like gremlins. They look like gremlins. They're all jacked out. Like, these squirrels are like Cabbage Patch Kids, bro. Swear to God. I was thinking about that the other day. I was telling my wife, I was like, man, I'm telling you right now, if the meat we run out in our freezer, supermarket runs out. Dude, all we gotta do is just get like maybe two of these squirrels, and we'll be set, dude. I'm telling you, these are some fat bastards, man. I kid you not, man. I don't know what the hell they're eating. I don't know if the neighbors are feeding these squirrels or what. These things are some yoked out squirrels.
I want to go on a hunt where I can kill more than one thing.
Yeah, that's why I like pig hunting. That's why I like pig hunting.
Yeah, pig hunting's number three. Pig hunting. I'd love to go on pig hunts, man. That's number three I'd love to do.
Yeah, dude.
So I want to be able to, my whole entire life, being in here in the West, we're only allowed to kill one deer, year. Dude. That's it.
It's horrible. Horrible. It's boring. Wow. Yeah, dude. That's on. What's your second then? What do you mean? That was number three.
No. My second squirrel.
Oh yeah.
I love to go on squirrel hunt. Third would be a pig.
So you got goat, squirrel, and pig.
I'm a simple fuck. Man. I mean,
I get it, bro.
You know, you talk about dream.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, so this is my thing, though. This is what I think is a lot of the other hunts, though, is you're not really hunting because you're going with a guide. They're telling you what you can and cannot shoot. Oh,
yeah.
Right?
Fucking hate it.
I mean, and it's like, they're like, you're going here. So is it really, I mean, for me, it's like, it's not that much fun. I mean, like, just like I tell anyone else, when I go hunting, I have to be Batman. I don't like to be Robin. Okay. Yeah. You know, so you go hunting with a guide, you know, you're stuck being Robin while he's Batman.
Yeah. You definitely Robin. You ain't Batman because he'll tell you.
Yeah.
Unless you're coming there with a big ass fucking checkbook. You Robin, motherfucker. You Robin.
Well, that ain't happening, but hell.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. So, shit, man. We've talked for over an hour. Isaac, man, it's so good to see you. So good to fucking chat with you, bro. I don't know, man. I wish you the best. Where can people find you at?
They can find me at Isaac.Aleman on Instagram. I'm on Facebook, but I very rarely do that. But I'm mostly on Instagram. Anyone follows me on Instagram, you're going to see basically what you're going to see is inappropriate humor.
A
lot of 90s hip hop. Yep.
Yep.
90s hip hop.
Yeah, speaking of
and
that.
And a bunch of random ass memes.
You a Wu-Tang Clan mofo, aren't you?
Wait till you see my quiver. I got a quiver coming from, what's those guys that make those quivers again? Selway quiver?
Yeah, I just got mine. I just got mine by Felicia. Hey, real quick. So, when you show me your man cave, you had all your packs. You had bows, traditional bows up there, right? Yes. Trad bows. Is that what you started out in?
No. Actually, I didn't start bow hunting until 2005.
Okay,
it
cool.
Was compound.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, So I'm not gonna lie. So my trad bows, no bullshit. I love trad bows, but I use them for bow fishing.
Yeah, no. Honestly, dude, I would seriously take this one. Aaron got me the Fred Eichler one.
Yeah, Satori?
Yeah, he gave me that one.
That thing's legit.
Yeah, and he gave me some badass limbs on that motherfucker, some expensive ones, right?
Yeah, the limbs are crazy stupid.
Right? So he got it for me for Christmas, and I was like, hell yeah. Dude, here's my deal. Like, am I going to kill anything with it? Hell no. Do I like shooting it?
You might.
Hey, do I like shooting it? Hell yeah, dude. It's fucking a blast, dude. It's a blast. So,
That's what I got my wife. I got my wife a recurve. I got her compounds, but it's such a pain in the ass. I got her a recurve to get her set up and have fun.
Yeah,
go ahead and launch them.
Does she like shooting it?
Yeah, she likes shooting it. I mean, like, you know, my wife basically likes to shoot a bow just to hang out with me and the boy. She doesn't want to hunt.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing got pretty good for us because, you know,
trying
to teach your spouse how to hunt, man, you end up divorced.
Dude, believe me, my wife likes to shoot foam. She won't shoot an animal, and she likes to come out and shoot with me. My daughter now, on the other hand, she's all like, Dad, let's shoot this deer. Let's grab my gun. It's awesome. But on that note, man, here's the deal, man. I appreciate you, Isaac, man, for hopping on here. You've always been downright down with me. I love it. Guys, make sure you give him a follow.
Help him out if you're looking to build your biz. He's the man. Give him a holla, holla, toot, toot. On that note, I'd like to give Leopold Optics a big shout out. You know, they've been, not, Reza's been the bomb bait to me.
Hey, Reza. Oh, man. Hey, I even asked her, man, if she was named after one of the Wu-Tang members, Reza.
Yeah, right?
Reza, Wu-Tang, baby.
Yeah, Wu-Tang.
Good company, too, made in the USA.
They are. They definitely made in the USA, out of Oregon. Next one, last but not least, my peeps over at Cryptech. Hey, man, they're doing some good things right now. They got making some masks. Give them a follow, holler, order, and who doesn't like, you know, vets? Who doesn't like supporting vets, right?
Amen.
So go there, Battlefields of the Backcountry, Cryptech. All right, man, we out of this bitch. Oh, shit, that was good, Isaac, man. Thank you, dude. That was good. Did you have fun?
I have fun, but fortunately, you got me fucked up, man. I've not drank like this before in a long time. Oh, boy, my face is numb. So, yeah, way to go, man.
Oh, that whiskey. I mean, hey, you ain't got...
I gotta thank my buddy Adam Bender for that one.
You ain't got shit to do tomorrow.